If you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, House Speaker Election. I'm Mike Dubusky. The House is in a holding pattern right now as Mike Johnson appears likely to lose his first attempt to take the House speakership and maintain the role he's had since 2023, with Republican Thomas Massie saying ahead of the vote he planned to vote against the Louisiana Republican, Johnson could only afford to lose one more Republican vote. In the last hour, he lost two. Ahead of the vote, Johnson laid out his plans for the speaker role.
Johnson posting a lengthy statement on social media about how he would deliver if elected again. Johnson committing to creating a group of independent experts that would work with both House committees and DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency Group created by President-elect Donald Trump, set to be led by his allies, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. Johnson right now is meeting behind closed doors with some of the holdout votes. This is ABC News. Boeing is updating its efforts to execute on safety and quality plans after last year's incident on an Alaska Airlines flight when a door plug flew off in flight.
Nearly 1 year after the door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX while in flight, today Boeing says it's on track with progress showing tangible improvements to its airplane manufacturing process. Boeing says it's addressed over 70% of action items in commercial airplane production based on employee feedback and now has random quality audits in place, that it's added hundreds of hours of new training programs, and that it's significantly reduced defects in 737 fuselage production. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Bags of broccoli sold by Walmart in 20 states are being recalled. The FDA says listeria was found in a sample during random testing. The recall affects 12-ounce bags of washed, ready-to-eat market-side broccoli florets. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with a full synthetic oil change and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly full synthetic motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Offer in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs during a special meeting Thursday.
We can't be a part of the solution until we know what went wrong.
Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November 5th election. The commission was made aware of the missing ballots December 18th, the mayor's office in public after that. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has also pledged to conduct a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures. Three candidates have announced for state superintendent of public instruction.
Incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If they gather at least 2,000 signatures by January 7th, voters will narrow the field for the April general election to two in a February primary. Wright previously ran for state assembly as a Democrat in 2016 and 2018. Kinzer owns an education consulting firm and previously led the state's rocket ship schools and served as president of the Milwaukee-based City Forward Collective. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It won't take long into 2025 for Wisconsin to have a major winter storm. UW-Madison professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences John Martin says you shouldn't think an easy winter is ahead just because of recent warm temperatures.
And it's easy to get excited that we really only have 2 months of winter left. We have 2 months of that threat in front of us. Most winters in the past, we've had 3.5 such months of threat. But we are going to be reminded that there is such a thing as winter within the next 6 to 8 days. I can guarantee you that.
Martin says lows could get into the negative teens between next Wednesday and Thursday. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Plenty of sunshine today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. So we'll have temperatures in the teens, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, a low near 1 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 13. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 14. Be listening for coverage of Durant, Arkansas at Somerset Girls Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Tough close for the second day of trade in 2025. Corn, soybeans, and wheat were all solidly lower. Cotton followed the crop markets to the downside. Lean hog futures were lower, and after trading with solid gains at mid-morning, live and feeder cattle futures were mostly lower.
Live, the speakers in my house are JBL. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon we chat with Clayton Pope from Clayton Pope Commodities. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory!
Yeah, the speaker in the people's house is Mike Johnson.
I don't suppose it matters. Yeah, he's there.
Yes. There were some dramatics involved. The first pass through, 216, 215.
Okay.
216 Johnson, 215 Jeffries, three, four others. Okay?
Okay.
But they just kind of left the vote open. And then there was some time spent in the cloakroom. And then there were some phone calls that were made. And then I'm sure that there were some promises made. And all of a sudden, two of those that had voted for others came forward to the front of the House and changed their votes to Johnson.
Ah.
So 218, 216 is the 218, 216, and one is the final tally. And Speaker Johnson is the speaker again. So
okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's lovely when political theater delivers, isn't it? I mean, you know, they give us, we laughed, we cried, we were on the edge of our seat, and we have a House Speaker. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. All comes around. All comes around. I tell ya,
well, you. Boy, you still got that cold there, don't you, buddy?
Oh, I do.
You all right?
I do. Yeah. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Okay.
I hope. Tough day. Tough day in the grain markets.
Yeah.
Corn under, you know, 8 to 9 cents lower. Soybeans. Jeez, there's some 20 cent losses. happen in the bean market. And wheat, call it 14, call it 12 to 16 cents lower. Mm-hmm. It was a tough day. And the simple fact that we had live cattle futures trading solidly higher at mid-morning, mm-hmm. to have mm-hmm. that market set all the way back and close just slightly higher in the February contract to slightly lower in the back months.
It's a slap in the cow pie, Chip. That's what it is.
Yeah, that was a disappointing close. Mm-hmm. Disappointing mm-hmm. close, no question. Mm. All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get to the markets.
Well, Chip, wheat futures were sharply lower and erased the upside recovery from the December 20 low. The U.S. dollar index was lower today, but general strength in the greenback has been a negative factor in wheat trade. March soft red winter wheat futures opened near session highs and closed near session lows after posting a new contract low. Wheat export sales weekended December 26 totaled nearly 141,000 metric tons, and that was below trade expectations, down 68% from the four-week average, and that was a new low for the marketing year. March HRW wheat futures today, 12 and three-quarter cents lower at 5.39. March SRW down 16 and one-half to 5.29 and a quarter. March spring wheat closed at 5.77 and three-quarters, down 11 and three-quarter cents, Chip.
Yeah, most of the losses in the wheat trade happened today. March SRW wheat futures down 17 and a quarter on the week. March HRW down 15 and a half. And March spring wheat down 17 and a half cents.
Well, Chip, export sales of corn weekended December 26 totaled 777,000 metric tons, just under trade expectations, down 44% from the four-week average. Mexico topped the list of buyers, which also included Japan, Colombia, and Costa Rica. Crop conditions in Argentina are quickly stressed, and the weather forecast calls for warmer and drier conditions over the next 10 days in Argentina. Crop stress is also expected to increase in the far southern production areas of Brazil. March corn opened steady, firmed to fully test resistance at yesterday's high, then fell sharply to spike support at 450 and to post a low range close. March corn futures were 8 3/4 lower at 450 3/4. May corn down 9 to 458 1/4. July corn futures closed at 461 1/4, down 9 cents. I still see 450 3/4, Chip, in the March.
Yeah. But boy, the momentum that we had yesterday, it's gone.
It is.
That's the bottom line. After a day like today, we lost that upside momentum. We're going to be looking to the South American weather forecast for price direction next week. I mean, that is going to be, I think that is going to be the story. Yeah. March corn on the week down just 3 1/4. July corn down 3 1/4 cents.
Export sales of soybeans weekended December 26 totaled nearly 485,000 metric tons. That was just short of trade expectations, but it was a new low for the marketing year. China easily topped the list of buyers. Soybean meal export sales at 204,000 metric tons were in line with trade expectations, and soybean oil sales of 38,000 metric tons topped trade expectations. India topped the list of bean oil buyers after the country's imports of palm oil fell 40% in December. March soybean futures erased midweek gains and closed near the low of the week. March beans were 20 1/4 cents lower at 9.91 3/4. May beans down 21 1/4 to 10.03 3/4. July beans closed at 10.16 1/2, down 21 1/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, big price slide today, but on the week, March soybeans up 2 cents. July soybeans up 4.5 cents. Now here we get into some losses. March bean oil down 7 points is all. And March soybean meal down $1.90 a ton.
Mm. Export sales of cotton in the week totaled nearly 129,000 running bales. Turkey topped the list of buyers, with Pakistan and Vietnam also noted buyers. The downside breakout in cotton futures points the March contract to a test of support at the December 20 low of 67.48. March cotton today 91 points lower at 67.76. And there we see December 20 coming up again, Chip.
We've got March cotton on the week down 123 points.
Well, beef export sales were weak at just 1,400 metric tons. But cash cattle traded about $3 higher than last week. Still, live cattle futures gave up the bulk of mid-morning gains into the close. February fat cattle were 45 cents higher at 194.05. April live cattle down a nickel at 196 even. And March feeder futures down 202.5 to 264.17.5. And on the snout side, pork export sales of 7,500 tons were down 60% from the four-week average. February lean hog futures down 37.5 cents to 80.77.5. April down 77.5 to 85.77.5. Chip?
Yeah, how do you like this for demand? Heavyweight choice graded box beef prices today, this morning, up $1.46. Oh. Select heavies up $1.83. And we moved 84 loads this morning.
We'll take that.
Yeah, that was an impressive morning of beef trade. On the week, February live cattle futures up $3.40. March feeder cattle up $3.62.5. And February lean hog futures down $3.37.5. All right, we're going to take a look at the year ahead. We've got Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities up next here on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Day one.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you were with us on this Friday afternoon, first Friday afternoon of 2025. Today's guest analyst, Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Clayton, welcome back. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, thank you, Chips. Great to be back. Ready for a new year.
You bet. You bet. Hey, how was volume in the grains today?
It was more than you'd expect, really, for this goofy week here, you know, in between Christmas and New Year's. You never know what to expect, but I didn't see the actual numbers, but judging by the volatility in the markets and, you know, obviously some pretty big moves, I think the volume was, respectable.
Yeah, that would be how I'm judging it as well, Clayton.
So I don't think you let me put it this way. I don't think you could dismiss today's action on the premise that the thin markets were driven on, by lower than expected selling or something like that.
Right, right. You know exactly where I was going. I was looking for some way to write it off.
I wish it was that easy.
But we can't write off the price declines that we saw today, can we?
No, I don't think you can, especially in the bean complex. I mean, you know, meal have been sort of, you know, a great mover in the last two or three weeks. Funds got caught with their pants down being short, you know, record short amount, and really got their lunch handed to them. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of guys, right?
Yeah.
But no, I shouldn't say that. I mean, the funds giveth and the funds taketh away. But, they can create some great opportunities. But, boy, it's brutal when you're not on the same side they are. But at any rate, the beans got hit. I think it did a lot of damage there technically. Corn, I don't know. I mean, gosh darn, that up yesterday's high, that March corn contract, it improved considerably. It did run up something like 55 cents from its contract low. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to think maybe it's two steps forward, one step back, and, you know, a little bloodletting here. And funds probably still like it, although they were definitely part of the problem today. They were pretty big sellers by all accounts.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this next action in the next few weeks here, as always, is going to be critical. But
yeah.
The funds are extremely important. There's no denying that.
That's right. That's right. We're going to talk more about what the outlook for price movement might be coming up here. First, let's look back just a little bit here, Clayton. When you look back at 2024, what is it that you learned, that you observed, that you are going to take with you into the years ahead?
Well, I think the first thing that jumps out in my mind, Chip, is an adage that technicals lead fundamentals. And it took me a long time to really accept that, because I was kind of brought up being a fundamentalist. You know, you pore over the supply-demand numbers, and you look for the latest acreage estimates and carryover estimates and all that kind of thing. But the thing that you got to take from this year or any year is when the technicals are saying something and the things are changing, you better listen to them. Are they clairvoyant? Well, no, not really, but there's no question there's a lot of smart money at play that we don't know what's motivating that money. And it's making price moves evident before we really know what the reason is behind it. So, you know, when you start to see things change and all of a sudden, the moving averages start going a different way than you think is logical, and you can sit there and deny the price movement all you want. But you know, you got to follow the tape and you got to respect the tape. And if you're going to just cling to the fundamentals, which let's face it, any fundamentals you're looking at are really pretty much looking in the rearview mirror. I mean, you can guess on what they're going to look like tomorrow or next month or next year. But you know, as far as export inspections or export sales, I mean, it's clearly looked in the rearview mirror. So I think more than anything, I think especially, and this is really exacerbated by the huge presence and influence funds have, who are mostly technical driven animals, you darn well better start paying attention to the technicals, because they mean a heck of a lot. At times they mean more than fundamentals, no doubt.
Yep. Clayton, there have been times in the past where I have stopped myself from using the term, quote, the market. And it's because of what you were just talking about, that I was losing faith that the market had a collective thought process. I'm gaining some faith back that that collective thought process is still there. It's harder to find sometimes, but it's still there.
Yeah, I guess if it does have a collective mindset, what you should keep in mind is that that mindset is that it's out to get you. Based on that, you know, you're competing against, an awful lot of sharp people and computers, and all the more reason you got to follow certain rules, you know, cut your losses. And I don't mean just futures or options losses, but, you know, cash losses, too. A lot of guys stick it in the bid and think they can just forget all about it. But, boy, you can't do that. So I think, you know, you got to keep some of those basic rules in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. The U.S. dollar index, the U.S. dollar against the Brazilian real, the Russian ruble. What level of importance has that got in the grain trade right now?
Well, it's pretty darn important. I think it ebbs and flows in terms of, like, the time of the year and so forth. Like, for example, looking at the soybean market, I mean, China's buying season from us is pretty much done right now, almost regardless of what the dollar does, I think, you know, just because the South American supplies are going to be just so cheap and the gut slot is their harvest begins down there. I mean, in the big picture, I don't think there's any doubt that there's truth in the fact that, you know, a strong dollar is generally bearish commodities because it does make us more expensive. And it's really at an extreme right now. So you can't dismiss it. But like I said, its importance sometimes is overrated, I think, in the market a little bit. And right now might be one of those times just because of the seasonality of, you know, where the supplies are available.
Right.
But one thing I will say in the dollar, it seems like everybody and the brother is falling over each other trying to pick a top in this dollar. And all it does is just this juggernaut just keeps going higher and higher. And I'm not so sure I want to bet on that trend changing right now. I mean, if you look at the borrowing needs of this country, I mean, there's obviously a lot of factors in determining the dollar's value, but one of the big ones is interest rates. And you look at our borrowing needs and you look at the technicals, like I just got talking about how important the technicals are. I mean, this bond market is in shambles and we're going to have to borrow, you know, just an ever increasing amount of money. We got to roll over all this old debt right at a time when an awful lot of the world is really thumbing their nose at U.S. And a lot of our traditional buyers of that debt, you know, aren't really, you know, reaching out to buy more. So I think the path of least resistance in interest rates probably is higher. And if that's the case, I think the path of least resistance to the dollar continues to be higher.
Okay. All right. Does the transition to the Trump administration, how much influence might that have on changing that trend, or won't it?
Well, there's a million factors at play there, of course. I mean, if you just look at the interest rate part of it, I mean, it's hard to imagine our borrowing needs really getting slashed. But on the other hand, when you look at, you know, the whole tariff issue, I mean, who knows what's going to happen there? Our opinion there for months has been that the bark is worse than the bite. I mean, Trump is, you know, really adept at, you know, threatening people, and you're making a big hullabaloo about how these tariffs are going to be so bad and brutal against Chinese and so forth. But, you know, a lot of times he gets the desired action out of the opponent, i.e. China in this case, you know, before having to levy those heavy weapons. So let's hope that's the case this time. And we're kind of thinking that will be the case. I think last thing he wants to do is shoot American farmers in the foot. So I'd like to think that he will have a little more success than a lot of the street is thinking right now in terms of generating some Chinese buying interest from us.
Yeah. You know, I tell you what, though, it made me raise my eyebrows when I, when he said, listen, we may need to look at some tariffs on Mexico, on Canadian imports.
I know. Well, I don't know how you can levy tariffs against Canada when it's our 51st state, though, right?
Right, yeah.
No, yeah. I know, you're right. I mean, sometimes he gets pretty reckless on these threats, I think, and I think it'll be easier said than done to put him into fruition, for one thing. But let's hope, just the fear of those being levied, it does generate some positive action.
Gotcha, okay. All right, we are in the middle of a conversation with Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Now, when we come back, we've got reports at the end of next week, 1 week from today. Reports from USDA. I want to get Clayton's take on what to expect there. But, man, we still got to talk South American weather. I still want to talk a little bit more about the movement of the managed money. And then, of course, risk management with Clayton here on AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where March HRW wheat futures were 12 and 3 quarters lower at 539. March soft red wheat down 16 and 1 half to 529 and 1 quarter. March corn futures were 8 and 3 quarter cents lower today, 450 and 3 quarters. July corn futures closed at 461 and 1 quarter, down 9 cents on the day. March soybean futures were 20 and 1 quarter cents lower at 991 and 3 quarters. May beans down 21 and a quarter to 1003 and 3 quarters. March cotton today, 91 points lower at 67.66. On your livestocks, February fat cattle 45 cents higher, 194.05. March feeders down 202 and 1 half to 264.17 and a half. And February lean hogs down 37 and a half to 80.77 and 1 half. Get more! Try ProFarmer.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Plenty of sunshine today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. So we'll have temperatures in the teens, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, a low near 1 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 13. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 14. Be listening for coverage of Durant, Arkansas at Somerset Girls Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7, here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
And the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Clayton, the conversation about the managed money that we were having in the last second, it still got my interest. When you've got the equities markets doing what they're doing, the treasury markets doing what they're doing, there's just so much competition for the investment dollars. Why would we think that some of those investment dollars are going to come over to the grain commodities?
Well, I mean, I think it's all comes down to expected volatility. You know, if they think, you know, big trading opportunities are going to come up, then the money will flow there. I don't think it's necessarily because everybody's, well, I mean, this is a factor too. All of a sudden, something happens that does cause a, you know, a real bullish wave or something like that. I'll never forget when I was trading, filling paper in the corn pit at the Board of Trade, you know, you'd have like the regular crowd there, but as soon as summer came and all of a sudden things started to pick up, you'd see all these hotshot bond traders start migrating into the corn and the soybean pit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these guys are used to trading, you know, hundreds or a thousand lots of bonds at a time. All of a sudden they're ready to trade, you know, a million lots of corn. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a good comparison to what you're seeing, you know, with managed money. If they just sense opportunity, that's where they'll go, you know, where the, you know, opportunity exists to be a good short or long-term trader. So I don't think perception of value is really it. I mean, if that was the case, you'd see, you know, a bunch of people flocking to the wheat market and trying to buy it. You know?
I would sure think.
I mean, contract lows in January, how often does that happen in wheat? I mean, holy cow. So I think it's really just expected, not only expected volatility, but, you know, there's obviously all kinds of metrics to measure volatility. And when you see things start to pick up, I think it just attracts it because nobody wants to sit around a dead market if you're making your money or trying to earn your bonus trading.
Okay, so are you looking at moving averages on that for the most part and trying to judge where that momentum is?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely. That'd be the simplest way to try to you know, guess what funds are up to. I mean, they all have their own prospectuses and trading approaches. Some of them are fundamentalists. I don't want to say none of them are, but most of them have a technical bias, it certainly seems. And so as that's the case, I think, you know, looking at those moving averages, you know, just the slope of them for one thing, you know, just to over, you know, super simplify, you look at the 50-day moving average, and if it's trending higher, then you know, that's your uptrend and vice versa. But you know, sometimes it's not as simple as that. Sometimes they'll really have a strong bias for whatever reason, and they will ignore those things. So it's, you know, there's no set formula to see exactly what they do, and there's no proof that they're right. Like I said, I mean, they were record short meal a week ago, and so, and they were super long bean oil when that crashed. So they take their lumps too, no doubt about it. But one thing that we've tried to look at that I think is real important in trying to determine what funds might or might not do is, in general, I think the funds will do what they do as long as it has the desired effect. So, in other words, they're going to keep buying corn as long as buying corn buoys the price higher. Okay. So when you look at that commitment of traders report, which is delayed, we won't get it today. We'll get it Monday afternoon. But, for example, you know, if you saw a week where funds were big buyers, but prices still went down, I mean, that'd be a huge red flag that, you know, they just got burned. And that's going to be a red flag in a lot of those traders' trading rooms, we think, when what they do and usually, you know, gets them the desired result, when all of a sudden it doesn't.
Yeah,
we found that cools their jets pretty quick, probably more than anything else, even more than, you know, some moving average cross. So that's something to keep in mind, I think.
I think that's really good. I mean, Clayton, what you're talking about is the old trading adage, it works until it don't.
Well, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And if it's working, they're good. They're just going to keep doing more and piling it on. As soon as it doesn't.
Relentlessly. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How they can just beat a dead horse and try to get every darn drop of blood out of it. I mean,
absolutely.
Again, that wheat market has just been brutal, and they keep selling it, and undoubtedly we're big sellers today. And I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing right now. They appear to be favoring the long side of corn, so let's hope they're not getting spooked out of that.
You sound like you maybe want to try to get bullish wheat here.
Well, you know, it happens to people who pick bottoms, you know.
It's, yeah.
It can be brutal, but boy, it just seems like enough's enough. You look at that world stocks to usage ratio, or even if you want to fine tune it more, the stocks to usage ratio of the world exporters.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the second or lowest in 10 years. And yeah, sure, the U.S. carryover is adequate, but on a world basis. But the problem is, look at today's exports, a new marketing year low.
Yeah.
So whereas you would think that, you know, we always hear the cure for low prices is low prices. Well, doggone it, when is that going to do its magic and start bringing some people to our door? I mean, it's funny. With corn, you can maybe understand if you had like a world recession or soft economies around the world because people are going to eat less meat, you'd think. So maybe corn would take a hit. But wheat is like, you know, it's like the subsistence level food. You know, there's no surprise why, like Egypt and a lot of those Middle Eastern countries that have these masses of poor people to feed,
yeah.
they're like the world's biggest wheat buyers.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck? Are they all not eating anything at all now? I mean, you just think that there'd be some elasticity to this demand, and it's just not coming forth yet, but we think it will one of these days.
Yeah, yep, we got to watch it. Got to watch it. And boy, I tell you what, if the wheat market could get up off its butt, that would take some weight off of this corn and soybean trade, wouldn't it?
It'd be the best thing that could happen to
yeah.
the corn market, we think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. But conversely, I think if you look at the way the wheat market has been able to ignore what we see as bullish world fundamentals, corn is kind of the same way. I mean, it's got adequate U.S. carryover, but the world carryover is tight. I mean, it's tighter than it's been for a while. But will corn be able to ignore that metric right. as wheat market has been able to? We kind of think not. We think they're different simply because wheat is harvested, you know, some month or somewhere every month in the world.
Yeah.
Whereas corn market, I mean, it's either here or South America for the most part. So yeah. as such, you know, maybe that's just a whole different ballgame there. But and so far, the world tightness has benefited the corn market to some degree.
Yeah, you seen any warning flags out of South America?
Not yet. I mean, that whole Argentine storyline seemed overdone from the get-go. I mean, it's just so early. Yeah. I mean, they're still only like, they're about 90% planted in both corn and beans down there, give or take a few percent. So they're not even done planting yet. And we can't get all fired up over some hot and dry weather. You know, it'd be like being hot and dry here in early June. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's really oversimplifying it because, again, South America is such a long country, north and south. I mean,
yeah.
the growing season it is very varied. But we do think that that is a little preliminary, so a little early. But, you know, we come in next week or so, and even though Brazil still looks great, southern Brazil is getting a little hot and dry. And if Argentina, if you could start talking about losing 3 or 5 million metric tons, I mean, there are degrees of bearishness in the fundamentals, and as such, we think, you know, there's still hope for some weather concerns down there for sure.
All right. Reports next week, annual production summary. We get another look at the 24 crop. Did they show us a trend on soybeans to the downside and corn to the downside in the October to November production report?
I wouldn't say that's a, you know, 1 month that'd make a trend. I mean, October, they dropped the yield in both of them. September, mm-hmm. they dropped the yield in beans, I think, by a tenth of a bushel, but corn was raised. So I think that there'll be a lack of a surprise, I guess, is the best way to put our expectations
okay.
on that. I mean, they might drop it a little bit, but I don't think it'll be a game changer. I think everything considered on the report, there'll be a lot of eyes on what they do with South America's forecast. You know, it's hard to imagine they won't raise Brazil's soybean number. I can't think they'll really do anything with Brazil's corn number. Argentina, they might shave a teeny bit off their bean number or corn number, but I can't think it'll be anything too dramatic, though.
Okay. All right. So when you're sitting and talking with a customer about 24 crop marketings, mm-hmm. what do you want them thinking about?
Well, I think when you get to the kind of the tail end of an old crop marketing season, it you can't really be making your decisions based on profitability. I think it becomes a you have to look at a risk versus reward matrix. Mm-hmm. You know, how much more can I hope for, and what is the risk to the downside if that doesn't happen? So I think that's why we had some great sales we got off yesterday on both corn and beans, just from the standpoint from exactly what I say there. It, after corn having rallied as much as it did in the last month or two, and beans having a meteoric rally in just 2 weeks, we felt like there was very little reward left and a lot of risk that presented itself for old crops. So we got rid of some. And so I think that's the way you've got to look at it. Conversely, I think when you're looking at new crop, yep. Well, you can't get too aggressive selling something that's guaranteeing red ink. I mean, I don't want to sit there and just blindly hope for better and sit there with my arms crossed and not, and refuse to sell anything. But I think you do have to be more selective, and maybe you can defend that selectiveness a little bit just by virtue of the fact that a longer-term time horizon gives more time for something to move your way.
Yep. Outstanding, Clayton. That great conversation today, man. Thank you so much.
Well, it's always a pleasure. It's always fun to be on here, Chip.
You bet. I'm glad that you do come on. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. All right, same to you. Take care.
All right, Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities. Davis and I will be right back to wrap it up.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking, January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada.
Head online to growbigcrops.com/grower clinic registration today to register.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here on the first Friday of the new year. Hey, look, it's 2:50 in 2025. How do you like them apples? Huh?
Wow, there you go.
Central time, that is. Central time it is. I don't know what time it is where you're listening, beloved listener. I'm just glad that you're listening. You know, Chip?
Oh, dude, Chip, believe me, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with
Chip
you.
Chip would echo those sentiments. Absolutely. Good conversation with Clayton Pope. I do want to get to that. I don't know. Are people seeing the weather stuff? Like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, you know, in through the Ohio River Valley. I mean, could be a stinker coming through. They're making a big deal about it down here. You know, the local, I guess I'm a local. The real locals, the longtime locals. Are like, nah, we'll probably get an inch. It'll be fine.
Really?
They've seen this before. Yes.
Okay.
A forecast gets super hype. I am not in that camp. I'm ready.
You are running around with your hair on fire.
Absolutely not. Because I'm ready.
Oh.
I have been ready. If you are ready, you don't have to get ready.
That's
my thing. I'm going to sit inside with my bunny slippers and my cocoa and just sit there smugly thinking, I'm ready. And you know what? It's going to snow three quarters of an inch and then it's going to be 45 degrees and I won't even have to scoop. It's going to be beautiful.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it would. It would. I don't know that that's what we're going to get. They're talking about another potential for storms a little bit further south coming up on the heels of this later on next week. But the cold to persist. As I understand, it's fairly nippy up there where you are already, Chip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We are sitting at 21 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like one. I mean, it's,
That's almost no degrees. Yeah.
It is cold. You know, you've got a winter storm warning out down there.
It's a warning. Mm-hmm.
Nah. See, that's not a watch.
Not yet.
A watch, you can kind of go, it's not going to be that bad.
See, well, I will tell you this. I made sure I've got plenty of sidewalk salt, my scoop shovels I brought into the porch, you know, so I don't have to kick through snow to go out and get them out of the garage. I don't know. I got kerosene. I got propane.
I'm telling you, you are like an inspiration. You should be an inspiration to the entire neighborhood.
Well, I don't know. If they all run out of stuff, I hope they...
Forget that I'm knocking on your door.
Forget that I'm here. I'm cold,
too. Yeah.
Have you got any?
They look over there at the Michelson house, and there's no frost on the windows.
Yeah,
coming to find out why.
Me and the wife are singing duets and things.
Yeah.
La, la, la. I don't know.
Goodness.
Well, anyway, just be safe, everybody. Don't get cocky. You know, the weather has a way of humbling us quickly. when we get out over our skis. So so do be cautious.
And don't forget, there's a whole bunch of cow-calf operations in the path of that storm.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it's not like it's not like cow country.
Yeah.
But there's cow country inside of that path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can remember a lot of times laying down trying to get the pilot light lit in the water during a blizzard.
Oh, dude.
You can't get that sucker lit under those conditions. Light your pilots, people. Let's get them lit. If they're not
let's
lit,
get them lit.
Light them up. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm trying to help here. Who knows? Who knows if it's going to be?
I think you're doing a great job.
Well, I wish us all the very, very best. You know, and part of me, I'm an Iowa boy. You know, I kind of, part of me kind of wants that snow. And I'm
let's see what 18 inches of snow looks like down here.
I'd love to see it. I'll do.
Wouldn't
I'll scoop
that be
it.
Something?
I'm fine. I'm in medium shape, you know.
Okay.
I can coffee up and get out there with the best of them.
There
Why
you
not?
Go. There you go. I love it. Love it.
There was an awful lot. This was like not just a half slab of ribs. This was a full slab of ribs. This conversation with Clayton Pope was so meaty.
Yeah.
A lot about the funds in there and
the
fund mentality. Here's this one that I really liked. Almost kind of two of them together. Money will flow toward volatility. When it comes to the funds, money will flow toward volatility. And perception of value has less to do with money flow than does perception of volatility. Did I get those right?
I think so.
We were talking about the wheat when we were talking about perception of value.
I think so. Yeah. Well, it's because you look at wheat prices right now and you've got the March soft red winter contract, just call it 530. There should be value in wheat at $5.30 a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And those countries that are importing should be looking at all potential sources and saying, give me some from there, give me some from there, give me some from there.
Dollar cost averaging. It works.
There you go. There you go. And we're just not seeing that kind of buying come into this wheat trade. It's just not happening. And it's because there's no perception of volatility. So the funds that have been selling wheat are still getting paid to be short wheat and to sell more wheat.
Mm-hmm.
They're still getting paid to be on the short side of the market. That's got to change, or they're just going to continue to do it. You know, it's a, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, yeah.
It'll work
funds
until
will do
it
what
don't.
They do. Funds will do what they do as long as it pays, end quote. Said Mr. Clayton Pope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So just need to watch that, watch those momentum indicators in there. And, boy, I really like what he was saying when he said, let's take a look at the commitment traders report against the previous week's price action.
Yeah.
Did the funds win or did the funds lose on average in the previous week? That first time that they lose, you better pay attention.
That'd be a cool analysis for some go-getter.
You bet. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook, January 9th through the 13th. Got below normal temperatures, southern Wisconsin, southeast Iowa, and points to the east and south of that. Above normal temperatures, coming into North Dakota, South Dakota, northern Nebraska, and western Minnesota. We've got above normal precip into those northern production areas and below normal precip in those cold areas. Be safe out there this storm, guys. Be safe. Come back on Monday morning.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, House Speaker election. I'm Mike Dubusky. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson just now being sworn in after being elected the new House Speaker. It